Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1565, air date July 18th, 2025.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva. Today, we're going to be talking about turmeric on Alzheimer's disease. We'll be taking a systems biology approach to understand this better, and I hope you enjoy it. It's going to be an interesting discussion because we're going to talk about the molecular basis of turmeric and then the molecular pathways of Alzheimer's disease. So let's jump right in and get started. We go here. So turmeric is often called the golden spice. Turmeric is a widely used food spice and medicinal plant. Traditionally, it's been used to treat disorders of the skin, respiratory tract, joints, and the digestive system. It comes from the root of the curcuma longa plant, which belongs to the ginger family. The active compounds, known as curcuminoids, are well known for their medicinal benefits. And importantly, turmeric is classified as generally recognized as safe by the FDA. Now, many of you know the approach that I take. Everything I look at, be it politics, be it health issues, or science, is always from a systems science approach. And all of you can learn that approach at truthfreedomhealth.com. But I want to play you a quick video as we're having people come in on my journey to systems and the systems approach.
Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.
All right, everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to have an engaging discussion on a fascinating herb, turmeric, and its potential effects on Alzheimer's disease. So I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video really should give you an opportunity to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What motivates anything that we do at Truth Freedom Health or Cytosolve or any of our solutions or anything I personally do is to recognize that those in power are literally killing people right now. And this is not hyperbole when you look at the data globally. Lifespan is actually going down, okay? The curvature of lifespan is going down and the cost of living, which means the ability for people to survive, is going up exponentially. So if you just look at this graph, unemotional and in a detached way, you see that those people who have executed this have really no interest in you as a human being. They want to kill you. They really do. And this is not something that just occurred over the last 5 years or 10 years. This is something, as you look at this graph, it's been going on for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. And that process has been going on from those on the left and the right, people claiming to be independent, people claiming to be agents of change. But all these people claim to do that. They come top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shatterthesswarm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you could save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know anything I'm talking about, turmeric, or be it astragalus or election fraud. All of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that, so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing, and that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has been the driving force that has resulted in this is a number of important factors. It's not any one thing. It's been the destruction of the immune system in the healthcare space. It's been the fact that environmentally, it's very difficult to get clean, healthy food. But guess what? Going back to healthcare, many of you know I saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during the quote-unquote pandemic in March of 2020. By giving people solutions and educating people on how the body is a system. No other person did that except, frankly, me. And the credit has to be given because of my concern for everyday people. That's where I come from. It wasn't about pro-vax and anti-vax. It's about the immune system. So we educated people on that, but they destroyed your immune systems. We wanted to educate people. And one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning system science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, a reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to go solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there's massive amounts of income inequality. And so Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses, it's a platform, is the solution. That is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding system science, so you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for truth, freedom, health. It also comes to teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. There's many forces that unfortunately teach people to spend money on stuff that's actually garbage, but that's what our movement does. It teaches people these tools. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest to help you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to vashiva.com orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal all together. Think, fight, heal. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a leadership training institute and a systems health institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that. And the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products and that you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. So by way of example, when you look at food as medicine, we've created the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. So global certification through this process, from the time the food is sourced to the time it hits the table or your mouth, we have set a very high standard on what is clean food. So where's the food coming from? It's a global standard. The next thing is Cytosolve. This platform allows us to understand the food and what the compounds are in that and how we combine those compounds to create powerful medicines. And then finally, just because things come from food doesn't mean they're all good for everyone, for which Systems Health trains people to figure out the right food for the right person at the right time. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if they really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard, but think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. Yes, I burned the candle at both ends because I'm deeply motivated, because I care, and I never forgot where I came from. And life has given me the opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and want to save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot, okay? You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. Go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get on to the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that, but this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about turmeric, or when I talk about moringa, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who does not want to talk politics is one of the most ignorant person in the world, as the great writer Alberto Brick says. They want to hide their head in the sand. People in America, in many ways, have the luxury of doing that. But if you're hiding your head in the sand and you don't want to be political, understand that's a very selfish way to be, because you're doing it at the sacrifice of all the other working people. So those people in the United States must rise up. They must become political and healthy and want to fight for freedom. So if you want to get strong, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be smart, then you've come to the right movement. But if you want to be dumb and you want to be worse and you want to be, you know, sick, it's not the place to be. But before we start on turmeric, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and we're going to go to turmeric on Alzheimer's disease, what is truth, freedom, health, and why all of you should become a warrior scholar. I do these videos, these very, very informative videos, but my ulterior motive is to motivate you guys to go learn this stuff and become warrior scholars, because then you'll be able to understand where the system's approach comes from. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on turmeric on Alzheimer's disease.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people. 2 years of MIT control systems, I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it, anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, the area of politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. There are many different contribution plans, as you can see. I recommend starting as a member because there's an entire, very deep course called Get Off the Plantation. It'll help you come to terms with yourself. Do you want to get off the plantation or do you want to be a slave? You can be a supporter and we give you more and more gifts of knowledge and education, or you can contribute a little bit and you can get all the 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge, we'll give you support. We give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are you going to learn today? First of all, we're going to give you the background on turmeric. What is Alzheimer's disease? Why does it occur from the information we know today? We're going to then talk to you about Cytosol, which is a revolutionary platform, a revolutionary solution in science that helps us innovate products using food, medicine, and we'll share with you our own initiative. We're taking a fresh approach. And by the way, there's no one way to solve these problems. We're talking about turmeric, but that doesn't mean that's going to work for everyone, right? This is a very, very complex systems problem. This is why no one's really cracked the code on it, okay? But we are making headway by taking a systems approach. And so there's a lot of work to be done here, but that's what we're doing. And then we'll talk about how turmeric's action on Alzheimer's disease, and we'll talk to you about how much turmeric. We'll also talk to you about the reality. Is it right for you? Because we're about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. And then we're going to share with you on how you can be part of this initiative. Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, turmeric is often called the golden spice. It is both a popular food spice and a medicinal plant. Traditionally, it's been used for skin, respiratory, joint, and digestive issues. It comes from the curcuma longa root, part of the ginger family, and its key compounds, curcuminoids, are known for their healing properties. It's also considered safe by the FDA. Turmeric has been used in traditional medicine across the world for centuries. Its use in Indian culture goes back nearly 4,000 years. In Indian medicine, turmeric is believed to purify the blood, treat skin conditions, boost energy, aid digestion, regulate menstruation, and even help with gallstones. In traditional Chinese medicine, turmeric has been used to manage abdominal pain and related conditions. Meanwhile, in the Yunani system, it is used to expel excess kapha and enhance blood circulation by helping to open up blood vessels. So let's talk about Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's is a progressive brain disorder and actually the most common cause of dementia. It usually starts with simple things like forgetting recent conversations or events. Getting older is the biggest risk factor, but genetics, heart health, and lifestyle habits also play a big part in how it develops. Okay. All right. So there are several treatment options available for managing Alzheimer's disease. Cholinesterase inhibitors like donepezil, rivastigmine, and galantamine help reduce memory loss and behavioral issues in early to middle stages. Although there's no cure yet, a new FDA-approved drug called lecanemab targets amyloid beta and has been shown to slow cognitive decline in early Alzheimer's. Today, more than 55 million people worldwide are living with dementia. That's a staggering number, and it continues to rise every year. Now, let's take a closer look at how turmeric can help improve the management of Alzheimer's disease. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field, but we're applying this to everything. And it was only recently that we thought, why not apply this approach to Alzheimer's disease as well? Okay. And in order to understand that, I'd like to share with you what the Cytosolve innovation process is. What do we actually do at Cytosolve to go through this process? Well, the first step we do in any field, we build a molecular architecture of that phenomenon by looking at all the papers that have been written in the field. Then we publish it. And then the next thing we do is we mathematically convert those molecular systems into rate equations using physical chemistry. And then we do a combination screening using those models. And then we go through the process of finding out if any of the combinations we put together actually lead to discoveries. And we patent them, and then we license and manufacture them. So right now you can see we have many, many different areas of health and disease and well-being we're going at. Those are in different phases of development. Phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four, phase five, phase six. In phase six, we've already developed two very powerful products. We have about five different discoveries we've made, which have gotten patents. We have about five different areas in phase four, and we're doing actual screening. We have another five areas we're doing modeling, another five areas we're doing publications, another 10 areas we're doing systems, architectures, and all of you can participate in this. We're going to actually start enabling all of you to donate to these, or even if we decide to spin out the company's own pieces of this. We're right now in the second phase, the publication. So we're going to share with you some of that data. Now, one of the products we've already done this through, where we've gone through this whole process, is MV25. We built the systems architecture, then we published, then we did the modeling, we did the combination screening, we did the discovery. What we did was, first we modeled all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, which is a disease that affects nearly 500 million people. But we did this with Cytosolve, with, frankly, no funding. Then we published it, and then we did the modeling of it. And then we went through all these different natural foods in nature, and we found combinations of ingredients in this, and we put them together. And then we were very fortunate to discover something through this process. And we actually found two very powerful ingredients, the right dosages from nature that affect all these molecular pathways in this architecture to actually reduce pain and inflammation. And then to validate this, not only did we publish, but we got a United States patent. And that resulted in us, for the first time actually, not just helping other companies, but we actually manufactured it for your use. And so I'll play you this video. This will explain the Cytosolve process and how we did this. But we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps, and we can apply this to every disease on the planet. And that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25. And this is what we're applying to Alzheimer's disease. We're not there yet, but we're in the process of doing that.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I'd start taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away, and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
So this is beyond just theory. A lot of people think that you can just talk about stuff without ever having to do anything. But here we've gone end to end with a powerful solution that can really help the world, which is helping the world by this completely different way of doing development, independent of big pharmacists. So go to mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Order this product to help you, and it's a way you can also support everything we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs, and I love pets. We're against animal testing. So we did the same approach to create a product called K9701, which takes about 15 to 20 different ingredients from nature and really creates a whole health product. And you can get that for the whole health pet supplement right here. And yes, we've also created another powerful product called Healthy Tea. It comes in 7 different varieties, each designed to support a specific health need, like joint tea, digest tea, breathe, tranquility, detoxy tea, Femini tea, and finally immunity tea. And now here comes your body, your tea. A range specially crafted to help balance your doshas and support overall well-being. This collection includes Vata tea, Pitta tea, Kapha tea, Vata Pitta tea, Pitta Kapha tea, Kapha Vata tea, and Tridosha tea. Since we're talking about Alzheimer's disease, I recommend VPT, which is Vata Pitta tea, a tranquility, as it may help in improving brain health. We have also launched a new product category focused on immune function. The first product in this line, D3.K2, Magnesium Immune Foundation, combines vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate, backed by decades of scientific research, to support and strengthen immune health. Building on this foundation, our second product, Zinc.Copper.Quercetin Immune Activation, delivers a powerful blend of science-backed synergistic nutrients formulated to activate and optimize your body's natural immune defenses. So there we go. So now our Cytosolve Alzheimer's Disease Initiative is at this phase. We're just starting. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. So the systems architecture that we're looking at is the Alzheimer's disease over here is related to the neuroinflammation and amyloid beta toxicity, which you'll understand what that means shortly, but it is these processes that are involved in Alzheimer's disease. So we're doing something quite different. We're actually going down to the root of the problem. We want to understand what's really going on. We want to take a complete blank sheet and look at all the research that's done. And that's what we're doing. Unlike the pharmaceutical model of just looking at one approach, that's what we're focused on right now. So this diagram shows how A-beta toxicity contributes to Alzheimer's disease. The buildup of a beta plaques leads to neuronal damage and triggers microglial activation. These immune cells respond by releasing inflammatory molecules through pathways like NF-kappa-B and the NLRP3 inflammasome. This causes the release of cytokines and further inflammation in the brain, driving neuroinflammation and disease progression. What we've discovered, and we're still doing work, is that, again, going down to the reality, several factors can trigger the onset of Alzheimer's disease. These include things like genetic predisposition, sedentary lifestyle, poor diet, depression, sleep disorders, certain medications like anticholinergics, electrolyte imbalance, excessive alcohol use, and head injury. Understanding these helps us map out the bigger picture of how Alzheimer's develops. Then we will publish. Next, we'll process everything and build out our models to bring the whole picture together. And these are the 23 natural compounds that have been identified to potentially support in managing Alzheimer's disease. Those are amla, ashwagandha, Asian ginseng, cat's claw, centella asiatica, common sage, convolvulus pluricalis, desmodium gangeticum, ginkgo biloba, heart-leaved moon seed, huperzea serrata, intellect plant, licorice, lion's mane, maca, magnolia officinalis, melissa officinalis, moringa, turmeric, water hyssop, black pepper, boswellia serrata, and bacopa monnieri. These 23 things. There's data on this, but the reality is, this is why there has been no breakthrough, because you'll see all these videos on these. But they're issues. How do they work in combination? How do you crack the code on this? And that's why we want to do that. We're not here to say that we have a solution, but what we're here to say is we're taking the systems approach. Okay, we can, once we have this architecture laid out, we can actually use it to figure out what's actually going on. But today we're going to talk about turmeric, one of these 23 potential things that can advance Alzheimer's disease. Now, from our Cytosolve research, we have found out that turmeric is a widely researched dietary supplement, and there's 8,165 research articles, 292 clinical trials. Over 148 years of scientific research have been done on this. There's 30 key molecules involved in turmeric. There are many others, but these are the key ones that have been well researched. There are minerals, vitamins, essential oils, and phytochemicals. 10 minerals are calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, sodium, zinc, copper, manganese, and selenium. There are 10 vitamins present in turmeric, which are vitamin C, vitamin B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, vitamin E, vitamin K, folate, and choline. There are 5 essential oils like R-turmerone, beta-turmerone, eucalyptol, alpha-zingiberine, and alpha-pinene. Lastly, it contains 5 important phytochemicals: curcumin, turmerinol B, turmerinol A, gallic acid, and quercetin. And here you can see the structures of the key active compounds in turmeric, curcumin, turmerinol A, turmerinol B, gallic acid, R-turmerone, A-pinene, and A-zingiberine. These are the major constituents we've identified through our research as being most relevant to its biological activity. And turmeric exhibits multiple biological effects. Turmeric is known for its hypoglycemic, anti-inflammatory, digestive stimulant, neuroprotective, anti-tumor, antioxidant, hepatoprotective, anti-depression, and antimicrobial activities. These combined effects contribute to its therapeutic potential in managing metabolic, inflammatory, neurodegenerative, and infectious diseases. Coming to its health benefits, turmeric offers a wide range of health benefits, helping with conditions like respiratory disease, inflammation, jaundice, Alzheimer's disease, cancer, diabetes, depression, oxidative damage, arthritis, and obesity. These therapeutic effects make turmeric a valuable natural remedy for managing various chronic and degenerative diseases. That's 10 powerful benefits from one remarkable plant. But let's look at what we have learned in our process of doing the combination screening. Relative to turmeric, and again, we're sharing with you original research. Let's look at what's going on. All right, so here's how turmeric, specifically curcumin, plays a role in Alzheimer's disease. In Alzheimer's, oxidative stress leads to the activation of an enzyme called GSK3-beta, which then modifies tau proteins. These modified tau proteins clump together and form tangles in the brain, one of the major hallmarks of the disease. What's interesting is that curcumin helps by reducing oxidative stress and blocking GSK3-beta. This in turn helps prevent the formation of those tau tangles, potentially slowing down the progression of Alzheimer's. Another key way turmeric helps in Alzheimer's is through its anti-amyloid beta effect. Normally, amyloid beta proteins clump together to form oligomers and fibrils. These are toxic to brain cells and lead to oxidative stress, mitochondrial damage, and eventually neurodegeneration. Curcumin works by blocking this aggregation process. It stops the monomers from turning into those harmful clumps, reducing toxicity in the brain, and offering protection against Alzheimer's progression. Turmeric also helps fight inflammation, which is a major contributor to Alzheimer's. When the brain is under stress, a protein complex called NF-kappa-B gets activated and moves into the nucleus of the cell. There, it triggers the production of inflammatory cytokine molecules. Curcumin, the active compound in turmeric, blocks this activation of NF-kappa-B. By doing so, it reduces neuroinflammation, which may help slow down or prevent the progression of Alzheimer's disease. And we are now in the process once we do this. We will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out ALZ Solve is going to do. We're right here. We're already starting to do some of the modeling. How can you help? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you want to take down this link, you can set up time to meet with us. If you want to support this, if you want to know more about it, you guys can actually participate in this. Okay? South. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. Okay. All right. Next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also just go donate to vashiva.com/openscience and support the Cytosolve Open Science Institute. You can also come to our symposiums that we do on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can go register at cytosolve.com/symposium. Again, absolutely free. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal thing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again, you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research. They make up stuff and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of science between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where all of you can participate. So that's what I wanted to share this. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at turmeric, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that turmeric has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. So here we see that curcumin, the active compound in turmeric, is actually more effective than metformin in reducing triglyceride levels in non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. In this graph, both treatments help, but curcumin shows a greater drop. This highlights turmeric's strong potential as a natural medicine for managing metabolic disorders like NAFLD. This slide shows that curcumin is just as effective as somatostatin in lowering EGFR levels in breast cancer. Since high EGFR is linked to cancer growth, curcumin's ability to reduce it suggests real therapeutic potential, all from a natural compound. This chart shows turmeric's powerful cholesterol-lowering effect. When compared to atorvastatin, a common statin drug, turmeric significantly reduced total cholesterol levels, even showing better results when combined with the drug. This highlights turmeric's strong potential as a natural therapy for managing high cholesterol. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience. Donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a brain health initiative. You can contribute to that. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now, some people might ask, if turmeric is so powerful, why aren't we all taking it? Well, the truth is, it's not one size fits all. It's about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Okay? And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework which helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. Okay? And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, for arthritis, studies suggest taking about 8 to 60 grams of fresh turmeric root 3 times a day. Sadio says to take 1.3 to 3 grams of turmeric root for dyspepsia. Then for cardioprotection, Sadeo says to have 100 milligrams per kilogram of turmeric for 1 month. Sadeo says to take 560 milligrams per kilogram for reducing depression. And finally, for ulcer, the author recommends taking 300 milligrams 5 times a day for about 4 weeks. And we are not here to give medical advice. You want to talk to your physicians. But this is what the research itself shows, where you need to be considering. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at, if you want to find if turmeric is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a red dot will move at different points, and it'll give the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. And you can see here that turmeric stabilizes all three doshas, vata, pitta, and kapha. Now, if your body at some point is here, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back. Obviously, the black dots here, it's going to take you away. But this is a condition where turmeric may be right for. So again, we have these three powerful platforms. VA Shiva Systems Health allows you to understand the personalization of foods. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Fridays and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. People have argued that we shouldn't do that because when you give away stuff, people don't value it. But we want to err on the side of benefiting people. But I hope you guys get involved. But this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim that be good for Alzheimer's disease, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool allows you to figure out, okay? And allows to teach others to figure this out. So just to sum it all up, turmeric, or more specifically curcumin, really pulls its weight when it comes to Alzheimer's. It helps lower oxidative stress, blocks those harmful tangles from forming, stops those sticky amyloid beta clumps, and even cools down inflammation in the brain. All of that adds up to real neuroprotection and a lower risk of Alzheimer's. And we are right now in AlzaSolve, which is a new spin out at the publication phase. And again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. But that's what we wanted to cover today on turmeric on Alzheimer's disease. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, covering politics, covering health, covering science. If you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. Again, a very powerful way all of you guys can support what we're doing and yourself is to become a Truth From Health Warrior Scholar. We gave many calls to action. So again, I hope this was valuable. Get involved, support the movement that we're building. It's really for you. There's nothing else we're doing here but to support your development. Get involved. Anyway, for those of you who joined late, today's discussion was on turmeric on Alzheimer's disease. And this is a series we'll be doing. But get involved and support your advancement. Be well. Thank you.